Let's go to Paul.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Jeffrey, good, nice to see you
again. Nice to see you.
I think there are two schools of thought when it comes to professional sports teams being supported by tax dollars. You have those who say, you know, look, it's an economic driver. It helps the city. It's a crown jewel for a city like Charlotte. And then there's another school of thought that says, hey, a billionaire can support his own sports team. How do you approach that, especially as it relates to all the talk about a new stadium?
Let's just talk about what you're doing here and what we're doing. If I go and I put a development, I bring a lot of dollars in here and tax dollars in here and F&B dollars. If you have an F&B tax or a hotel tax or something like that, and I'm bringing that tax in there, I'm making that investment. I'm not asking for people who aren't using those facilities. So there's a lot of different ways you're talking about it. If I'm talking about people, if we're talking about win-win situations, okay, it can't just be for me and it can't just be for them. So it has to be a partnership. And partnerships means win-win. And that's definitely possible if you think that way. So if we do a development here that does new development that keeps people here, just not on stadium day, and we open it up for other things, and I make an investment in MOS, and I bring that in here, and I bring that many more dollars into the community, and that's businesses in the community, and there's more tax dollars generated, then that makes sense to split some of those tax dollars. That's not taxing people who aren't using those facilities, but they're using things that I'm helping bring here. That's the partnership.
Let's go to Viv.
I'm sorry, what's
your name? Viv Bernstein, Sports Illustrated. I wanted to follow up on Joe Person's question and ask you if you plan to do an investigation into all the folks in the organization who were aware of the harassment over the years, who aided and abetted and created that culture here that I don't know, perhaps still exists. Are you investigating that?
In my 24 hours so far, here you mean?
Listen, I
can't emphasize enough the openness I plan to have this organization have, an openness and team of this organization. I think there's been an atmosphere where this organization I'm talking more on the business side wasn't allowed to be a team, and they was not able to go off and talk about things, okay? There's gonna be no impediment to that in the future. There's gonna be no impediment to that in the future. And whatever that means and whatever that brings, that will bring. And whatever falls, that will fall. That's all I can say, okay, on that.
Bill.
Hey Dave, Bill from Panthers.com. I guess piggybacking off of that and the structure, I imagine because you're not giving up your other job, you're currently looking for a president. If so, are you able to update on where that search is and what are you looking for in a guy who will be taking over the day-to-day duties here? Or a woman, correct?
Or a woman, yeah. Look, I obviously experience running a sports team is probably be number one, a different types of experience like that. One of the things that, and also develop, obviously some of the obvious business things, marketing, development experience of some sort and be able to do that, because as we talk about, there's probably a lot of development here. And, I just want to make sure that the person's here knows, the person, I know that there's a couple of people I'm kind of pinned down on, but that they'll be able to build a good team here. And also understand the philosophy that I just outlined to Viv Bernstein. Openness and a team environment and one family. Okay, we're a family here, and I want to make sure people understand that family is on, the family includes the football side, and includes the business side. That's where I run my other business. You ask about my other business. It's a family, okay? This is a family. And the family's protected, and the family feels safe in here, inside this building, inside this environment. So I'm gonna look for somebody that kind of can make sure they have that vision, okay?
Let's go to Jim.
Jim Morrison, WGNC Radio, Carolina Sports Network. Speaking of football, you said winning championships is your ultimate goal here. You come from an organization that's had 3 head coaches in 49 years. Do you have a vision of what they did there that you want to see implemented here to kind of speed that process up, like things that they did there that you want to take from that organization to put in place here?
You know, you say speed that process up. It's kind of not speed that process up, okay? A certain amount of patience and let things develop. You actually have, I don't want to give people too many compliments, but you're actually blessed with a pretty good football side here. You know, a head coach that kind of understands and understands himself. I appreciate some of the changes that were made on that staff side, in my view. I would have nothing to do with it, but I'm just going to appreciate it. Up North is a pretty good addition in my mind, you know, on the offensive side. And I think Ron is a natural defensive guy, okay, just natural. I mean, natural, like walking down the street and drinking water, natural. So I think you got to appreciate, you got a guy that understands that he wants to have a strength in the organization and bringing good people to do that. That's important. So I think that's kind of the things you like to see. So listen, I'm not looking to do too much there. I think we got some good folks there. And, you know, I know people always want to hear things that are bad or not, but sorry, can't do it. So it is what it is.
Let's go to Phil Orban.
Hey, Dave, Phil Orban from WSOC in Charlotte. You were very emotional at the Carnegie Mellon commencement speech, and I'm wondering, to what extent this process has let you kind of reflect on your career and yourself? What'd you find yourself?
Ask me that one more time.
You were very emotional at Carnegie Mellon, and I'm wondering if this process, you know, if you're kind of in the business world, you go, 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 has this process let you kind of reflect on how far you've come and how you've maybe grown as a person?
Okay.
and to what extent?
Yeah. Well, back to the Carnegie Mellon, just we related to this. I mean, it was hard for me to get the words out, as I said there. I mean, you guys just have to just understand my neighborhood. It was in East Liberty in Pittsburgh. It was real inner city stuff. So, and I said, I think I said there that I didn't go to a pro game until I was into my 20s somewhere. So just, you know, this whole idea is kind of crazy to me. And listen, I am a person who has inner faith, okay? So I kind of wake up sometimes and just say, thanks God, thank you God. I don't know, that it just is what it is, okay, for me. And I think, and I say God bless America, because I think this is a great place to be. And I think everybody in this room is incredibly lucky to be in this country. So those two things, you know, I do reflect on all the time, and my fortune, and I do think of the different parts of my, you know, different parts of my life, because sometimes it seems like different lives for me. And I do appreciate, I think it gives me appreciation to help to do the charity side, and, you know, where I came from, and, you know, how people lived and what happens in certain situations. I think my high school class was near 800 going in and 500 going out, you know, that sort of thing. And I think there's worse than that in some places now still. So, you know, I do think about some of this stuff. And listen, I've been reflecting a lot about the football players here. I know you didn't ask me, but I'm just going to talk about this a little bit and some of these issues that somebody's going to ask me eventually. You know, there's incredibly good guys here, really good guys that love this country that don't get said enough. And, you know, and I think, you know, and good guys that are charitable on this team. I mean, you should see the, you know, I don't know if you guys appreciate and look at the website, the organization that these guys, and talk about the football players are involved in. So I think that, and I hopefully get, you know, more involvement from them, but they're already involved. Okay, they'll become fault. I know it doesn't get reported enough. I know it doesn't get said enough, but hopefully we can start accentuating the positive a little bit more, you know, around. So, you know, and I hopefully I can bring that out. And I'm going to be told by my press people that I shouldn't be saying any of this, but, you know, you ever watch, I think I might have said this some other place, you ever watch Spider-Man? You know Spider-Man? I love Spider-Man. You like Spider-Man? You know, with great, you know, power comes great responsibility. So I think I have that. I think our players have that too. And I think a lot of them appreciate that. So I don't know if that answers you. That's a long, not gonna, and nobody else is going to get as long as answer as that one. So.